Best Garden Fork for Aeration, Step-by-Step Buyer's Guide.
Garden forks are many and each of them is designed to meet a specific purpose, for example, potato fork. To save you from trial and error, I have researched and hand-selected the four best garden forks for aeration that won't break your bank account.
Best Garden Forks for Aeration Buying Guide. There are important features you need to consider before you buy a garden fork.
This is because investing your money in the wrong garden fork will only waste your money.
Here are key features you need to consider before buying a garden fork. The weight.
You will not buy something that you can't barely lift or struggle to lift whenever you want to use it. If you buy a heavy garden fork, you may find it difficult to work with a fork.
This is because it will make you tired quickly without doing much work. The dimension. Dimension is also a good feature you need to look for in garden fork.
If you are tall, you need to buy a fork with a long handle.
Likewise, if you are short, buy garden fork with a short handle.
The idea behind going for your size is to make it easier for you to work with the garden fork without bending or putting more effort when working with it.
The materials. This is another key feature you need to consider before buying a garden fork. Look for a garden fork that is resistant to rust and termites attack.
Also, check that the materials from which the garden fork is constructed are not flexible and will not break when digging or aerating hardened soil.
The purpose or types. As I started explaining above, forks are of different types.
However, some forks are designed to offer general purposes. But, you need to be extra careful so that you will not end up buying a fork not for aeration. With these useful tips about choosing and buying garden forks, here are the best garden forks for aerating soil alongside our favorite picks.
Our top picks: Fisker's Ergo D Handle Steel Garden Fork Wall and Sea Lawn Coring Aerator. Number 1, Fisker's Ergo D Handle Steel Garden Fork. View on Amazon.
The Ergo D Handle Steel Garden Fork is designed to make the loosening, turning, mixing, and lifting of loose garden materials such as compost, soil, and mulch much easier. Additionally, the welded steel from which the fork is made is far more durable than wood and will not flex or break like fiberglass.
Moreover, the angled D handle is designed to help keep your wrist in a neutral position to reduce strain.
While the pointed boron steel tines or prongs are designed to make penetrating hardened or too compacted soil easier.
On the other hand, the mid-grip and teardrop-shaped shaft of the Fisker's Ergo Garden Fork are designed to provide users exceptional comfort and control.
The powder-coated steel offers resistance to rust and also provides easy cleaning.
It is also designed with a handhole, which allows users to conveniently store the garden fork in a shed or garage. Features. Weight, 4.72 pounds. Dimension, 4.75 by 7.5 by 47.5 inches. Check Amazon for pricing and reviews. Number 2, Taber Tools Digging 4-Tine Spading Fork. View on Amazon.
The Taber Tools 4-Tine Digging Fork is designed for general purpose digging and breaking tough soil. The garden fork is constructed from hardened and high carbon steel in order to provide users with maximum strength and toughness.
Taber 4-Tine Fork is suitable for heavy-duty, commercial, and industrial purposes. For instance, you can use the fork on dairy farms or on the ranch.
This garden fork also comes with welded steel shaft to offer durability that is far more than wood-handled tools. Another distinguishing feature is that the four-prong forkhead is made of anti-corrosive black steel.
Features. Weight, 6.56. Dimension, 40 by 8 by 1.2 inches. Check Amazon for pricing and reviews. Number 3, True Temper 2,812,204 Tine Spading Digging Fork. View on Amazon.
If you do not like a metal handle, a True Temper forged spading fork is a great option for you. The fork is designed or constructed with a 4 forged diamond point steel tine that is attached to a 30 in hardwood handle and comfortable D grip. The hardwood is good enough to withstand high pressure and also break up the toughest soil and clay without breaking. The product has outstanding reviews on Amazon.
Features. Eye weight, 3.74 pounds. Product dimension, 46.25 × 6.7 × 2.7 inches. Check Amazon for pricing and reviews. Number 4. Wallensee Lawn Coring Aerator View on Amazon.
Wallensee Lawn Coring Aerator is a high-quality aerator that is made to reduce soil compaction and also to dethatch your lawn while allowing air, fertilizer, and water to sink down to the root zone of your garden yard. Additionally, the tool is designed with a T-bar handle to grip and provide a comfortable stance while aerating clay soil.
And this solves the problem of long-term bending. On the other hand, the foot bar leverage is made to reduce back strain.
When aerating with this tool, the tool does not clog and eject soil cores smoothly without breaking.
The product is constructed from lightweight heavy-duty steel.
It has outstanding customer support, which provides 1-year quality assurance.
Features: weight, 3.14 dimension, 37 by 9.5 by 1.5 inches. Check Amazon for pricing and reviews. Related:
best aerators for clay soil, 2021 Buyer's Guide. Frequently asked questions about garden aerators. Can I aerate my lawn with a garden fork?
Yes, you can aerate your lawn with a garden fork.
When aerating your lawn, make sure the garden fork penetrates the soil as deep as about 125 to 150 millimeters to get the best result.
Read also: 4 best liquid aerators for clay soil. Does forking a lawn help drainage? Yes, forking your lawn helps with poor drainage issues.
Deep forking helps fix the problem of standing water while making nutrients and air more accessible to the plant's roots.
Should I pick up plugs after aerating? Removing plugs of grass from your lawn is not necessary as they decompose and add nutrients to the surrounding plants and soil.
Is there a bad time to aerate your lawn?
There is not any time, which is bad for aerating the lawn.
However, if there is, it will not be more than when there is no light. When you aerate a lawn or garden in the absence of light, you may injure some plants or other animals in the lawn without your knowledge.
Additionally, one thing to consider is the season.
Some plants in your lawn or garden may be sensitive to touch in a certain season.
So, when they are disturbed in a different season, they can wilt or die. Generally, aerate a cool season lawn or garden plants in the fall or spring, while a warm season lawn should be aerated in summer. Is aerating your lawn worth it?
Aeration is worth doing if you have a lawn or garden with hardened soil that doesn't allow water, nutrients, and air to reach the root zone.
Aerating your lawn helps drain water so that your garden or lawn will not be waterlogged. However, if you have a well-drained garden or lawn, you don't need to aerate.
How much weight should I put on my pull-behind aerator?
You can use cinder blocks.
Use the solid ones that do not have openings.
Another option is to use Rubbermaid and bags of cement. Conclusion: I hope this buying guide helps you on how to choose and buy a good garden fork. I would like to hear from you.
Let me know if you have any questions.
Submit. Cancel.
Thanks for your feedback. That's all, folks.
This post is from webgardener.com.
Thank you for listening.